Good afternoon and welcome back to the show, the Education Hour, the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Today we are going to be talking, for the rest of this hour, we're going to be talking brick and concrete. And we want you to get a pen, get ready, and write down the information because you're not going to hear anywhere else on the airwaves in the state of Michigan.
No, you're not. And what's really cool about this industry, and I've said this to Jeremiah before, our guest coming up in segment two, that we have had issues where, you know, the brickies aren't dependable, the concrete people aren't dependable, and we've got one company that does it all and is extremely dependable, and you're going to find out why when you meet their dynamic owner in the next segment.
Well, that is true when it comes to a lot of those kind of companies, masonry and concrete companies in Southeast Michigan. A lot of the one-guy show, but this is not a one-guy show. This is a team.
No.
The team at Brickworks Property Restoration. And, boy, we got a great show coming up for you.
We do. So we want everybody to stick around. Like you said, we want everybody to grab a pencil and paper and take notes. If you need a new driveway, if you need any concrete, if you got any failing brick, if you need new brick, you're going to be told to dial 877-MASONRY, and you're going to want to do it after you meet Jeremiah Campbell. So this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys, everybody, is sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration.
Ken, Chuck, and Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration. I tell you, it's been a long winter. We've had a lot of freeze thaw, and it does a lot of damage to the brick and concrete in Southeast Michigan. And before anyone gets hurt on your house, trips, falls, these chunks of bricks fall out, listen to the next hour as we explain how to get your brick and masonry repaired right. And also, real quick, Jeremiah, you have a guide at your website that people can download, can they not, to help explain how to repair and how, why some of this stuff happens on their house?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always an honor and a privilege to spend time with you guys out here at this show. And man, if you guys have the opportunity this weekend to come check out our booth out at the Novi Home Show, man, this is... It's not raining here.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's.
I love it.
And the people and the energy and the excitement and the opportunity to meet our staff and our team members at our booth and really see the secret sauce behind what we actually do. And to answer your question, Ken, yeah, absolutely. We have a free guide. You just put your email address in. We send you the guide. And it's different. I always look at it as the Ten Commandments to masonry repair and restoration. And
so, I like that.
Yeah, there's a ton of ways to do things. Unfortunately, when it comes to ours, there's a very few ways you can do things the right way.
And you're in an industry where some of your competitors don't do things the right way, and that's one of the reasons we like Brickworks.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man. And it is. It's very challenging when you're putting yourself up against, and there's sales process. When you put yourself against and you're in the ring. And so what I've always looked at Brickworks as is our job is to raise the standard.
Yep.
And it's not just change it for ourselves, but it's to change it for our community. So masonry was originally intended and designed to last for thousands of years.
Yes.
And unfortunately, because of the products that we're installing, sometimes they don't last as long. And if they did last as long as we wanted them to, then we wouldn't be in business. And so, unfortunately, masonry and concrete fail in the state of Michigan. What to do and what contractor to hire is one of the hugest processes.
Hey, boy, there's tough. Always maintenance. There's always going to be maintenance. I mean, the castles that have been standing up for thousands of years in England, trust me, everybody, they need maintenance. And Brickworks could help them, could they not?
Yes. I mean, I love the opportunity, especially, you know, we specialize in foundations, porches, concrete, and that's really our honey hole, what we're going after. We can do new construction. We can do those kinds of things, but we always try to stay away from those. I give those projects to the new construction guys, and it's a completely different animal. What we do is completely artistic. 90% of our team members, we train from the bottom up. And so we have a process called Brickworks Academy, and I've told your guys' audience about it many times, and we just finished it.
Say it again.
It's called Brickworks Academy, and every year in the month of February, we do a 2 to 3 week course. And what we're doing is we're bringing back all of our team to get their skills sharpened up. But what we're actually doing is we're creating a process to teach and educate our communities, but also our competitors, and we attract new talent that way. Once you come into our world and once you have the opportunity and process to meet who we are, it's hard not to see how much passion and commitment that our entire team has to making masonry and concrete restoration one of the most important and exciting things. If you think about it, it's broken brick. Like our best compliment we can have at Brickworks is, wow, that's how it's supposed to look. I can't even tell you were there. right? And so that's absolutely restoration work.
A good company is a reflection of its leadership, and you are so dynamic. We love having you as a guest, and I think people will pick that up. But the whole company, your intention is to have everybody think the way you do and share the passion that you do, right?
Yes and no. And so,
well, think the way you do probably wasn't the best statement, but share that passion.
The passion, yes. And so we hire for attitude and aptitude and never for skills and abilities. And it's hard to think about when you're really, and so when I was a leader early on in the business, I was a very poor leader. And I was like, if I could just duplicate myself over and over again. And that's the complete opposite.
Yes.
And so, you know, our Abigail, our HR manager, and she does an amazing job. And she does these personality profiles on each one of our team members. And we realize how we can suit each other. And when we hire in any key position or any new position, that's the cohesiveness and how in the communication styles. And it's so exciting to go, you know, to understand that we're not even talking about brick and concrete yet.
I know. It's people. It's a people-to-people business.
Yes. And so and when it comes to our leadership team, and what we really focus on is our core purpose is building success. And that starts with our team. And then from our team, it goes to our customer. So if I don't take care of our team from a leadership point of view, then how can they go and take care of our clients? Right. And how are they going to take care of their families? And how are they going to? So that's why we hire on attitude and aptitude. I can train anybody, but if they're not willing to open up their mind of how, and I'm not saying we're 100% on, but when we do it all for the right reason and for the right passion.
Yep. I love it. It's hard for you to stop, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The website is brickworksmi.com. The phone number is 877-MASONRY. If you're thinking you need any concrete or any masonry this year, Jeremiah, they need to get moving and get you guys on the phone and get you out there, correct?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, it was a pretty nasty winter. And a lot of folks don't realize because we didn't get a lot of snow and accumulation, that doesn't mean it didn't do a toll on your masonry. And so what happens when it's warm during the day and freezes at night in multiple cycles, that's actually worse than when it goes into a deep freeze.
Yes.
And so when we're seeing our masonry, especially on your chimneys and your porches, those are the farthest extremities of the home, whether it's brick, block, or concrete, no matter what it is, when you're looking at it, you want to really assess these situations because they're never going to get better on their own. They're only going to continue to get worse. And so when you try to band-aid a problem or when a customer says, can't you just, we just can't just do anything. We can do it the right way or we can just not do it at all because we would rather them save their money. And I want to let everybody know, even though interest rates are rising, we still have an extremely aggressive multiple financiers. So where we can
find,
yeah, oh, absolutely. And so we're working to create special incentives for customers at certain levels. So we're using three different banks now to offer financing, zero down, you know, no payments for 12 months. We can extend loan 7 to 12 years in certain events when you know qualified credit is applicable. And
well, let me tell you
ahead.
Why that's so important, Jeremiah.
Oh,
because
gosh.
You said it a minute ago. It's not going to get better on its own. I've always called it cancer on the house. So people who are, I mean, how many big, beautiful homes are in Detroit? Big, beautiful brick homes.
Oh.
They might not be able to afford that chimney that's falling apart getting fixed. However, if they don't, it's only going to get worse and cost them more money. And Brickworks, that's one of the reasons they have the programs they have. Because like Jeremiah said, if you can get it fixed, or it's only going to cost more money.
Yeah, it really is. And so when I would much rather a customer finance a deal to get it done the right way.
Right.
And so when they don't, and so what always at Brickworks, we've always just tried to continue to raise the standard for our industry. And when we raise the standard, we had 15 people out of World of Concrete this year. We ended up getting over 10 certifications while we were there.
What type of certifications?
Oh man, different concrete certifications. To name a few, because we're in the ready mix business now, and a lot of our
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, and so it's really exciting, and we're really breaking the mold when it comes to you know concrete production and supply, especially for ourselves, and we'll get into that. But the certifications that they went through is different types of applications of certain products.
Okay.
One. Certain applications of the industry standards. And so we got the opportunity to sit in. So we went in 2 days early. And when we go, and we're going to continue.
That's okay. We're going to keep going. We love this guy. We're going to need about 4 hours, and we've got one.
Perfect. I can talk fast.
Hey, stick around. We got much more to talk about when it comes to masonry and concrete in your home. Everybody needs it. And if you need it, you definitely want to stick around for the rest of this hour. The Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live with Brickworks Property Restoration from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys bonus edition featuring the featuring Brickworks Property Restoration. Broadcasting live, as you heard, from the Suburban Collection Showplace. The website is brickworksmi.com. And Jeremiah, one thing we did not have a chance to get to in the last segment was the word. Let's start this way. You don't offer warranties. Can you explain that, please?
Yeah, so warranty is what you see, you know, in big black letters. And so when you go to, you know, redeem a warranty, the warranty, who covers that? The manufacturer.
Yep.
And who writes the literature on in the fine print? The lawyers. And the lawyers are doing that to protect, you know. And so when you have a product like concrete and when you have a product like brick, the idea behind it is it's supposed to last a long time. Well, because of the way the industry and the world moves, they cheapen and they lessen the results. A warranty is to protect the manufacturer. A warranty is something when you get and there's nothing wrong with them. There's unicorns out there. Unicorns are real, where you can hire a one-man band in a truck and they can do a really good job. So I don't want to say that they're not out there, but they're unicorns for a reason. So when you hire a stand in a van, what happens is when you call them up and there's an issue with your brick, what do? They say, call the manufacturer.
Yep.
So what does the customer do? They call the brick company and they say, hey, this brick are bad. They say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Call who installed them. And so you get pushed back and forth, and that's the whole idea.
It becomes a vicious circle where the customer gets lost.
Correct.
So how is Brickworks different?
The guarantee. It's the Brickworks guarantee. And so Brickworks stands behind their work. And so if we're talking about rebuilds, we're doing 5-year guarantees. And so we've been in business. This is our 17th season in business. And we've continued to push in and raise the standard when it comes to these. When you're dealing with a company that says, I'm going to give you a lifetime guarantee, or I'm going to give you 5-year guarantee, and then you go and check out their reputation and they've been in business for 24 months, they don't even know if their stuff lasts that long.
Three different company names over 10 years.
Exactly. And they change these things. And so when we have over 1,000 five-star reviews, and we continue to push the limit on what we're capable and able to do as an industry. But when we want to serve our clients, we have to offer them with something that nobody else is offering them. And that's a peace of mind. And we get that with the Brickworks guarantee.
Trustworthiness and reputation.
You got it.
I don't know how you do it. I mean,
it's our three uniques.
You talk about an industry where you're fighting the weather, where you're fighting the freeze thaw, where you're putting I take that back. I do know how you do it. And let's talk about that for a second. Because when you do a chimney, when you repair a chimney, once you're done rebuilding it, it's not over with. Okay, you put sealers on that. You put very quality sealers on that will help protect it. Also, one of the reasons you can give that guarantee, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And so the industry standards, the way you're doing things, when you deal with the city and municipalities that got building codes, what is a building code? It's the minimal amount to meet a satisfactory safety standards. So that is not the threshold to do business to. That's the minimum amount. And so we want to continue to raise that. And so when we're actually using the material, we have open dealerships with all of the manufacturers out there, right? And so we test the products during our Brickworks Academy. We literally take these and break them with sledgehammers to see what kind of strength we can get out of these. We spent over $20,000 in testing equipment just to figure out. Just because the manufacturer tells us something doesn't mean I'm going to take their word for it, because they're just the manufacturer. So we're doing R&D in our own facility, trying to figure out ways to make our products last longer. And so we've tried and demoed 3 different suppliers. Brickworks is actually white labeling their own product. And so we're designing our own siloxin mix that we're going to be using on our brick, block, and concrete projects.
What is the siloxin mix?
Siloxin is a derivative of silicone. Right. Yep. And so it's a way that the masonry. So the old school guys, the unicorns, they would, you can't ever do this to your brick and you're going to seal it. And they're right. You should never seal a brick. Thompson's WeatherGuard, those things are not going to do good. Masonry has to breathe.
Yep.
And when masonry doesn't breathe, you're doing the opposite. And it's actually trapping the moisture in. And so a siloxin product is the only product that we know, one of the only products that we know, that'll act like a vapor barrier but still allow the brick to breathe. So it's a penetrating sealer.
So it'll keep water from coming in from the outside.
You got it.
But allow any moisture buildup from behind.
It's got to breathe.
Yep.
Look,
got
I mean, that was done by R&D in the field for many years, and we saw it, especially years ago. Hey, that chimney was just done a couple years ago, or that wall was just done a couple years ago, and it's flaking off because someone put a non-breathable sealer, which at that point in time was the only thing available, but it was a sealer. And what you said happens. Water got back there, had nowhere to go. It froze, and water always wins. And that's why this technology is so important. One of the reasons Brickworks Property Restoration can put that G word behind every job they do.
I appreciate that. And it's the guarantee, right? And we're the largest dealer and installer for the factory of a product called Heat Shield. And so not only can we seal it from the outside, when you're dealing with your fireplaces, if there's any gap, crack, or imperfection inside of the chamber itself and inside of the flue system, it's deemed unusable. Why? Because the moisture as it's venting, the heat exchange is going to bleed through the flues. And so we're the largest.
So it won't exhaust.
Exhaust properly. Yeah, it's essentially like a hot air balloon, right? Hot air rises, but if you take a straw and you cut a straw on a multiple pieces and try to drink water, it's going to be rendering almost useless.
And all that acidic exhaust gets trapped in there and decays the system. So how do you guys fix it? What do you use?
Hey Chuck, just recently we had Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections on. He said every chimney he's ever inspected has seams between the flues.
Yep. And so what so it's a patented system. It's called Heat Shield. And what it is it's almost like a slip casting. And what it does is it's got a foam insert and there's a pulley system on the top.
Now, when you say slip casting, you got to understand we got a lot of listeners that are going, what?
Yeah. So so I'm going to explain it. And there's basically a foam cork at the bottom of it. It's multi-layered foam.
Yep.
And so there's two different ways you can do it. You can re-sleeve the inside of it, essentially. Or the more practical application is what we're going to do is we're going to patch the imperfections. And so as the sleeve passes up. So visualize there's a crank pulley at the top and there's a foam cork at the bottom. Then you have two metal cables going up. You have an operator at the top, a trained operator. So you have to be certified in factory trained Heat Shield from the factory in order to buy their product. And then you got the cork at the bottom. You dump the product in from the top and the guy from the bottom's on a walkie-talkie talking to the guy above. And as he slowly cranks it up, it coats the walls.
Yep.
This is, it's a full long process. This is the simplification.
It's really cool.
It's amazing. And what it does is you're going to get usually about 10 to 15 times the performance out of your chimney and fireplace than you did the day it was built.
That is just amazing to think about.
And, Jeremiah, can people see that on your website? I know you have a lot of videos on your website.
Absolutely. They can see it on our website. And we didn't have it at this home show, but the next home show, we'll make sure we have it. And we actually have a demonstration of, and it's got a chimney with a smoke machine going up, and you can actually see the smoke leaching out. And so if the smoke gets out, that means the creosote's going to set up and it's going to harden. It's going to get flammable, and that's where your fire hazards come in, because if an ember goes up, gets behind there, there's no way to clean the creosote out. So not only are we sealing the chimney from the inside, we're sealing it from the outside. That's why you can't compare apples to apples. And people will say, well, Jeremiah, this is expensive. And I say, yeah, you can't get good products for like you're missing out on something. When you raise the standard, unfortunately, the price has to go up. So do you want it to last for 5 years or do you want it to last for 50 years?
Exactly.
And we got to go through a certain process. And that's what the proven process.
And be guaranteed.
You got it, my friend.
Well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit. But I'm sure Ken will hate this about some concrete. What do you think, partner?
Concrete. That's a very hard subject, Chuck.
Oh, I like that.
I get it.
No pun intended.
Pun was intended. Hey, stick around. We have more coming from Brickworks Property Restoration. Hey, if you want to see them, come on down to the Novi Home Show. It's a suburban collection showplace. Check them out. Many of the things they're talking about right now, but we do get better about concrete and maybe some foundation repair with Jeremiah Campbell and Brickworks Property Restoration. Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the Inside Outside Guys, broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Bonus Hour and the Education Hour, we like to say. And Jeremiah Campbell, owner and chief cook and bottle washer of Brickwork Property Restoration, is helping educating us on the reason your concrete, your brick, your foundation go bad. Also want to make sure people go to brickworksmi.com. to see a lot of the information that Jeremiah is talking about here.
Great videos out there. Now, Jeremiah, you guys also do concrete, and we're going to try to touch on masonry again, but what's different about concrete? Why is Brickworks better at concrete placement?
I love that.
Should I say pouring? No.
We should always be placing concrete. And so, yes.
Where do you start?
Concrete is so. What is concrete? Concrete is a blend of different materials. So you have your cement, which is your binding agent. You have your rock. You have your sand. You have your water, essentially.
Yeah.
Correct? And so we've been doing masonry the same way for 17 years. And I have guys that have been in the industry for over 50 years working with me and continuing to guide us and show us these different ways to do things.
Is it a growth industry?
Oh, my gosh.
Are we learning things about it?
Booming. We're booming as an industry as a whole. But science is catching up. There's a 50 to 100 year lag time in two industries, education, one, and construction, too. And so it's so far behind in this curve. So why is Brickworks different? So we've been doing this, and we deal with homeowners every single day. We ran over 5,000 appointments last season, all right?
Wow.
And we serviced over 1,200 customers.
A lot of them are listeners.
Yeah, and so when we know what everybody needs. And so when we have a need, our job as entrepreneurs and business owners that have passion is to fulfill that need. And so what we would hear is, I can't get a concrete company to call us back. And so I can't get anybody to call us. I can't get them to follow back. This happened. And so I kept hearing it for years and years and years. So about 4 years ago, I started looking into volumetric trucks. Yep. And a volumetric concrete truck is one of our biggest differences. And so
volumetric concrete truck.
Yes, it's pretty awesome.
It's metric. So, you wouldn't understand.
Yes.
I know.
And so essentially, it's a mobile mixing unit. So our concrete truck is... they're set up, and we have multiples of them. We have the silo, and so we supply and manufacture ready-mix concrete.
On site.
And so the truck itself carries everything down the road dry. So you have different compartments for everything, and then there's 50 different mix designs per truck. And so one of the biggest complaints as a concrete contractor, the installation side of our business, and I'll tell you about the differences in that arena, but at the business itself is the concrete. When you're a customer, the homeowners don't know this.
No, they don't.
The property owners don't know this. There's a chemical reaction that takes place in the truck. When the water hits the Portland, that's the cement, the bonding agent, what happens is it starts to accelerate. There's a certain amount of time. You can slow that mix down by putting mixtures in there. You got it, right? And it takes place. It'll cure underwater.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize that. So the minute that the truck pulls up, now mind you, 80, 90 degrees out, truck pulls up, the truck's already hot. It's already accelerating.
How long has it been in that truck by the time it got there?
That's what I'm saying. Some manufacturing facilities take 45 minutes to load their trucks, and it's already sitting for 40 minutes. They get caught in traffic. One of the biggest problems that we have is in the installation side of the business is getting hot loads. This is something that customers know nothing about.
No, they don't.
All they know is that their concrete started cracking and pitting because there wasn't enough placement time for their concrete. So when a truck pulls up, I'm an installation contractor. I call the local ready mix company. They say, "Hey, I'll be there at 12. I need 7 yards." And you tell them a PSI or a 6-ACT.
They show up at 4.
Yes, they show up at 4. and there's a whole, I can talk for hours behind that. And
yes.
So what happens is you don't know what you're getting. You tell them what you're paying for. There's no slips. There's no guarantees. There's no nothing. You get what they pull up with. If you've been in the industry, you know what you're pouring. However, the concrete, you've already wasted half your day. Allocated hours, I mean, all of the nonsense that goes with it.
Manpower.
Correct. Oh. And you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
So we have the freshest concrete in the world.
Because you're making it on site with those
bucket
trucks.
By bucket. And so I can stop my load at no joke, it's in the auger. And so I can change the mix. What is this advantage? I can give you the freshest concrete for your porch cap. I can give you a 2-slump. I can make it super stiff. I have the ability, if the temperature changes from... You say you live on one of the lakes and your temperature is 10 degrees cooler. I can make your concrete stiffer. The stiffer the concrete, the better product, because the water has to go somewhere. And so everybody has been on a concrete. If you've been on a site and you've seen concrete pour, the one thing the driver will pull up is, how much water do you want me to add? And what do? You add water. The more water you add, the more you dilute the product, that you change the viscosity of it.
Yep.
And so you're going to pour it out there.
So that makes it better, right?
Oh, my gosh. When you add water to concrete, it's one of the worst things you can do to it. You need concrete to activate it, but when you add that much water, so we have admixtures where we can put less water into our concrete. And one of the biggest things that we do is we don't cut. So exterior, about 10 years ago, the reason why we have concrete shortages, and most contractors couldn't even get concrete at the end of the year last year.
Yeah.
And the reason we have concrete shortages is this, is because they started cutting the ratio of the way the EPA, we produce the cement product itself. What does that mean for the customer? They started changing it and cutting the product with fly ash and other volcanic materials.
It wasn't the same cement or glue.
Correct. It wasn't. It started changing it, which changes the way you have to treat the product.
Yeah.
And so for 15 years, our concrete's been garbage because the product. Do you have bad contractors out there? Sure, but most importantly, the product was bad. And how can I be a customer that leaves a guarantee with their homeowners?
Yeah.
With not, and so I can guarantee you this thing, three things: white, hard, and crack. That's still true, but we can change the way it's not going to spall. We can change the way that we can with the Siloxane and sealers. Oh, Ken, wait till you hear about the sealers that we can add. So our new white glove product.
I need to say something before you get your guys in trouble, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes it is necessary to add water to a mix on the job site. And you know, I don't want people coming out going, I heard your boss say not to put water in a jacuzzi. Sometimes it is necessary. I want people
100%.
To hear the key is
I appreciate
not
that.
Too wet. That's all. I think that's the key.
So the difference in our trucks is I can also, if I need to add more water, I can also increase the strength. I can also turn up, I can put more sand in, less rock. I can add and I can change the mix designs on a fly where a regular truck, a ready mix truck, only thing you can do is add water. I can change all of those variations. And so what does this mean for our customers that we're supplying concrete to? You need half the laborers because your concrete's fresh. So when you dump a 10-yard truck, it takes you 60 minutes to dump the truck. Your concrete's all accelerating at the same rate.
Sure.
So when you go to a job site, everybody stresses out, freaking out, throwing out, grab these trowels, do this. Nobody knows what to do. And
that's so true.
I mean, it's a panic attack. And so now we come in and we can slow the process down and we can allow that to happen. So the mixes that we're coming up, we've worked with three or four manufacturers that we built relationships with at a national level. And so our concrete now will, so our penetrating slox and sealer is going to be a penetrating, but it's going to cover about the top quarter inch. Okay. Our new mix designs are going to be 100% waterproof all the way through. We're mixing our waterproofer. Breathable and waterproof. Through the entire depth of the concrete. And so it's the first time in history that we've ever been able to change these mix designs on the fly. And we're coming out into the industry supplying what we are not only installing our own concrete, we are manufacturing and supplying our own concrete and mix designs specifically for the customers that we are serving. And it's not only residential, it's also commercial and industrial.
You're excited
design.
About this, aren't you?
I haven't been this excited in a long time.
You got three of those trucks.
Three of those trucks, yeah.
You could literally put a crew out and do a parking lot.
Parking lot, yeah, with one of them. It's never-ending mixing, and so you can continue to mix it. I can bring all my mobile equipment out. We can bring the skid steers, the loaders out to your site. We can pour anything with these trucks and with this process. So shifting gears a little bit from that excitement and on the supply side of the business, but it's also the installation side of the business. And they're like, what's different? One of the biggest things when you hire our white glove and our platinum package of concrete is, first off, we don't use 2x4s. If you see right over at our booth over there, our regular 2x4s are on the left. And so 99.9% of our competition are going to head over to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy this wood.
What's wrong with the 2x4s?
You see the one next to it's a little bit smaller than the one on the right, yeah?
I do.
The one on the right is Amish. And that's an Amish 2x4. It's nominal. So we have 2.5. We have 3.5. Thank you, Mr.
There's
Steve.
There's nominal versus actual.
Check this out.
In the industry.
Yes.
And so this he's is, laying these on the table. This is radio, remember.
Yes. So this is 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
And so 99% of your customers are going to come in here. And so what happens is you can shave on a 1,000-yard pour, you can shave a half of an inch off, which is going to shave. So what they'll do is they'll hump their product up. So when we finish our concrete, we're making sure you're getting an actual 4 inches.
At the edge, you get 4 inches.
4 inches at the edge.
That is cool.
Yes.
We're going to run out of time, Ken.
Yeah. All great information. But let me take a second. We get back because we're going to the last segment, guys.
Woo!
Drives homeowners crazy. Drives me crazy when I drive down the road and I see a masonry pier where the mason just didn't care about the mortar match. Or even worse, the brick match. Let's talk about how that won't happen with Brickworks Property Restoration when we get back from break with the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home and Garden Show. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We got one segment left, and we want to get right to it. Make sure Jeremiah gets out as much information as possible, all great information that you, the homeowner, should be listening to. I mentioned it, Jeremiah. I see it all the time, and it's just nothing but laziness to me when I see it. It drives me crazy. You know, sometimes you'll drive down the road and see a discolored shingle in the middle of a roof. Okay, I get that because they discontinue those a lot more. But so many times, the homeowner just takes the word for it that this is the best we can do when it's not. One thing that Brickworks Property Restoration has is basically you guys have your own brickyard. I mean, you guys
yes,
have
we do.
A ton of brick that sets you apart. Let's talk about that for a second because it drives me nuts.
So it comes back to my hoarding days, right? I mean, some brick are hard to come by. And when they do, I buy it. Yeah, you know, I actually sell brick to some of my suppliers because they know we have we have over 100,000 brick on site. And I've dealt and I've fought with the city and every city we go into, we move to because nobody wants it. It's a nuisance. And I'm like, I hoard these brick because your brick match. Customers, if you're listening to this, do not lower your standards because your contractor's there. You need to set help us set the standard in the industry, and it's up to you to say that's not a match on my house. Now, we got to be realistic. There's aging and there's different dye lots and there's stuff. But if you're not close, some brick are next to impossible to find. If that case, we need to stain them, or and we need to change the original quote, and we need to find a different way to make it look nicer. Now, you can put a purple brick in a house, to be honest with you, on a brown house, if you get the mortar match and the texture and the size correct. It's when it's a combination. So first off, it's size, color, then texture. And then when it comes to mortar, you can change the color of any mortar you have. Every one of my trained sales staff goes out and they're going to show you a series of about 6 to 7 different types of mortars that we can apply to your house. So the mortar is a huge part of that as well. And then it's the finish of the mortar. It's the way that you're raking the joints. Any older home with it 15 years and older, the acidic rain and the wear and tear on the mortar joints themselves are going to give it a patina look, then it's going to set it back and almost give it a raked appearance. And what that means is the mortar joints going through from the left side or the right side of your repair or your chimney from the roof up, if your mortar changes, and what I'm talking about is the face of the brick, how the mortar will push back, whether it's coved or it's actually set back a quarter inch.
Yes.
And so that's huge. And it takes a skilled mason to understand that and to match that. And when you've built a chimney and the mortar and the color and everything's off, it'll never look right. And no matter what happens, it's always going to stick out like a sore thumb.
I agree. I think that's what bugs you, Ken, right? More than anything else.
Drives me crazy. Now, what we used to do years ago, sometimes you have to contrast, okay? So you get a red brick or an orange brick and it doesn't match. Maybe you find a gray cap or, you know, the top couple of courses are gray. You know, I think of something called a sand lime job coat. I know you know what that is. And if you can find those in reclaim, the problem is they're still terrible brick. They're like a gray pressed brick. They're not fired and they drive people crazy. And best thing you can do with that brick, if you can afford it, is remove and replace it.
Yep, we've done that many times, probably 15, 20 different homes. We've completely removed the entire veneer of the home and re-bricked the house.
People think it's going to fall down. You use the word veneer.
So what do you mean fall down?
If you take the brick off the house, the roof's going to come.
Oh, yeah. So brick is a fancy siding, you know, and it's not fireproof, and there's a lot of bonuses and advantages to having a brick home. One, the aesthetics. It maintains value. It lasts, you know, a lot longer than siding and things like this. However, the brick is just a veneer. I can take the brick down on the side of an entire house. The wood framing or the block framing on the inside of the home is actually what's holding it vertical. And so it's not. So when we have to go to match your brick, we deal with about 13 different brick manufacturers, about 50 different manufacturers, about 13 different brick yards. And so we've driven to Ohio. We've gone to Pennsylvania to pick up different designs, those sand line bricks. I mean, we probably have 40,000 of them at our yard. And because when you find a good series of them, now, if I'm matching somebody's home, the biggest part is to match the home, but to educate the customer and say, hey, I can match the house with this, but this is the replication of this type of product. It's far superior. And we want to bring the homeowner into it, but we want to maintain the expert. This is what we do.
Yes.
When it comes to brick, block, concrete, and foundations, this is all that we do. And so we want to value our input, but we need our customers also to raise their standards and to say, hey, when you're dealing with a client and you're dealing with a customer, and we take calls when our clients hire somebody else, we take calls and we're still consulting with them. And then we help them get out of these contracts because the customer, when you feel something's off a little bit, and when you know in your heart that somebody's trying to pull one over on you, there's facts. And we live in a crazy society right now where opinions are more believable than facts. And that's not true. The fact is that you can find a better product. The fact is that there's a right and wrong way to do these repairs. There's a right and wrong way to finish concrete.
It all kind of looks the same when it's done.
Correct.
Sadly.
A couple things I want to make sure we mention because you're so much stuff going on in your head. You're not going to. Porches. People do not have, if you've got a bad brick face on your porch, you do not have to take down the entire porch. Explain that to people because I've gone to those jobs where other contractors said, oh, we need to give you a whole new porch. Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, so there's you'll hear a lot of things called tuck pointing, right? Tuck pointing is the process of removing the mortar between the brick. If your brick have shifted and the cracks all the way through, you can't tuck point. But if the cap is in place, and so that means there's no cracking, there's no shifting, it's not pulling away from the house, there's no further issues, and the brick veneer, the faces are freeze-thaw, they're popping off. We can simply de-skin it, essentially, is what we're doing. And so there's two layers inside there. There's the structure course, which properly they're made out of CMU, and so that's going to hold the backfill in, it's going to hold the porch cap up. And then you have your outer course, which is basically makes it look pretty. And the pretty part is usually what ends up going bad. So if you have a porch cap that's not spalling or cracked, we can clean, we can seal, we can refurbish your actual porch cap, clean it up for you. Or if it's in perfect shape, we can just go ahead and pull the veneer course out and put the new brick in, throw some new steps in front of it, and it'll look like $1 million. And that's usually a one-day process.
Last thing. One thing we see a lot of, Jeremiah, is people will, a contractor come out and say, ma'am, your first 12 courses of brick are bad. Let's replace those. So they replace those. But really, all the brick above the roof line are bad. And sometimes people wind up doing it twice. Can you talk about that? It's better to go down, even if they don't see the damage, all the way down to the roof line and go from that way up.
On a chimney.
On a chimney.
And in the chimney is that's top-down damage. And what you're experiencing is when the face pops off, that's the last phase of the brick actually deteriorating. So if you're a good vendor and you're going up there and you're actually tapping on it, you always want to go to the roof line. If not the roof line, 3 to 5 courses below that to protect yourself and to protect your investment.
I love it. Jeremy Campbell, we got to do about 4 more hours, don't we, Kent?
Yes, all great information. Again, the phone number is 877-MASONRY. The website is brickworksmi.com. Jeremiah Campbell, thank you so much for coming out to us today, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
God bless you. Come down and visit them at the Suburban Collection Showplace at the Novi Home and Garden Show.
Yep, and the Inside Outside Guys will be back tomorrow, again, from 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Hope to see everybody here.
Yeah.
Take care.